From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. It's hard to say what happens to our souls after we die, but it's a little more straightforward to know what happens to our bodies. Some people now have a new option that's seen as more environmentally friendly. Alex Hager with the Mountain West News Bureau takes a look at a funeral home offering a technology that uses water instead of fire.
Carlotta Striffler isn't scared to talk about death, even her own.
I think what I would have really liked if it had been years ago, it would have been to be taken up on a mountaintop and put on top of a platform and just kind of go back to the elements that way. But they don't let you do that anymore.
When she was a kid, Striffler's dad was a minister, so she spent a lot of time around funerals. Now that she's 73, she says that makes it easier to talk about what should happen after she's gone.
I'm a Virgo, and so I like to plan things, and I feel much less anxious about dying eventually, knowing that I have this in place.
By this, Striffler means plans for a new form of cremation. We're standing in front of the machine that will carry out a process called alkaline hydrolysis, breaking down the body using mostly water. Chris Goes is the owner and director of Goes Funeral Home in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Space age has been brought up from people who've witnessed this. The equipment looks rather futuristic.
It's a giant metal cylinder, a shiny silver tube about the length of a small car and standing taller than everyone in the room. It's topped with valves and gauges and pipes.
Everything that you would expect to see on a trip to Mars.
Goes and another funeral director open the machine, unsealing a circular metal door that looks like the outside of a bank vault.
I'll pull on three. Ready? One, two, three. Okay.
Inside, there's a metal cage where overhead sprinklers rain down over the person's body and a chemical called potassium hydroxide. Then it's tipped to an angle.
So there's water filling in the lower end as it's up, and then just bathes the person and reduces our body to our bones.
That process could take anywhere from 3 to 14 hours. Wren Sherling, the other funeral director, likens the process to a more familiar appliance.
It's really no louder than a dishwasher at home, and it's so quiet.
And after it's done, the funeral home gives families two things. A little glass jar of water from the process. Some people use it to water a garden or a tree. And once the bones are dried out and processed, ashy remains, similar to the kind you'd get from traditional flame cremation. That was appealing to Lee Christian, who chose water cremation for his father, Ed, who died at 90 earlier this year.
So we received a few keepsake amounts, but
of cremated remains,
and then we have my father's park ranger hat, and his remains are inside.
Christian chose it even though it's pricier than flame cremation. At Goes Funeral Home, the water-based option is $3,200, $1,000 more than the old way. It's only in 15 states so far, including Utah, Nevada, and California. And of all cremations in 2021, fewer than 1% were water cremation. But still, Barbara Kemis, head of the Cremation Association of North America, says it's providing a valuable option for people who want it.
Perhaps it's more quickly adopted in Colorado because I see Western states, Colorado included, being very interested in new forms of disposition and perhaps leading the rest of the country on environmental conscious, death care choices.
That's one of the big reasons that Carlotta Striffler chose water cremation. She liked the idea of a machine with fewer emissions into the atmosphere. And water, she said, sounds more soothing than flames.
It isn't a frightening-looking piece of equipment to me.
And by the time she's ready for it, Striffler says she won't be looking at it anyway. I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.